Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code ROMANSHOW and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, monkey, you're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
And it's a good thing you're listening to the Roman Show right now, today, 9:30 p.m. It's the first. Are we in the first week of August? No, second week of August here in the Roman Show, and we have a show lined up for you that's going to make your mouth watery. Does that sound right, Johnny?
You mean you're going to be giving out free chocolate?
No, but we might give other stuff next week.
Well, that's making my mouth water. That is hot chicks. So as long as you're giving out hot chicks and chocolate, I'm game, baby.
Yeah. Welcome back, Johnny. You're on vacay, from what I understand. You were also satisfying the needs of those fans of yours.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't shorten the word and say vacay. It's called vacation. is that Miami Heat screwing you up? Come on now.
We have our own lingo down here, man. You know, we don't type the word okay. We just use K.
I hate that. I hate that. I want to go through my phone and kill the person on the other end of the text message. K.
Cool.
I'll give you
a
KO.
Cool. We don't spell it with a C. We spell it with a K.
You guys gotta get a life.
Yeah. Oh boy, if you just knew the crazy stuff we have on down here. But welcome back, Johnny, man. It's glad to have you. You know, sometimes when you're doing it alone, you end up talking to yourself. You're kind of like, might as well just put myself in front of a mirror and do this stuff, you know.
Well, that's what I do. But it's good to be back, man. And I'm never lonely in front of the mirror. I love the sight of my own reflection. In fact, the Foo Fighters, There Goes My Hero song always plays in my head when I go past my reflection. So
sweet. Well, we got some great guests tonight here in the program. We have former FCW trainer and WWE wrestler, part of the Body Donis, the Heavenly Bodies. This man has been all over the pro wrestling world. And this is Mr. Tom Pritchard. We'll be on the program. He'll be talking about his latest book. This book, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a pro wrestler, this is what you need. It's a pro wrestling curriculum, advice, suggestions, and stories to help the aspiring pro get to the next level. And it is put out there by Mr. Pritchard, which, Johnny, from what I understand, you have met him personally.
I was trained by him personally at WWE's tryouts. So, yeah, I know Dr. Tom briefly. He's a good guy. In fact, it wasn't for his article in a past WWE magazine, I may or may not be in a position I am today as a pro wrestler. So he certainly inspired me, and I'm looking forward to talking to him, man. It's great to have him on the Roman Show.
Well, not just you, Johnny, but he also was very influenced in the lives of Kurt Angle, Val Venus, The Rock, Mark Henry, Giant Silva, Brie and Nikki Bella, Edge, Steve Bradley, Dolph Ziggler. All these guys were trained by Mr. Tom Pritchard. And he was a former FCW trainer over there. Now he has been replaced by Bill DeMond. There really isn't a full understanding of how it happened, but when Triple H took on a different position, he wanted a new direction from FCW. So they let go of Mr. Pritchard and brought in Bill DeMond, which we have seen on Tough Enough. Maybe he'll give us a good explanation on that. He also teamed up with the Body Donis, with the great late Chris Candido, and managed by Sonny. And the Heavenly Bodies, they were managed by none other than Jim Cornette back in the day. He had a long run in NWA, WWE, so I'm sure he has a whole lot of stories. And maybe he might even let us know a scoop or two on the future talent that's in the FCW, because he was let go not too long ago, so I'm sure he has the full scoop on that, Johnny.
Absolutely. I mean, he knows what's going on. It was only his job for, the longest time.
Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to say that he was also part, or joined for some time, in ECW. He aligned himself with Raven. He was part of the Raven's Nest for some time. And he actually wrestled against Public Enemy, Rocco Rock, and Johnny Grunge. Remember those two?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. So that's a little stuff. And by the way, speaking of ECW, in September, we're going to have the enforcer, C.W. Anderson, who was part of ECW. He came in the late time, the late years of ECW, but he'll be on the program, and next week we're going to have Kurt Bauer. He is the MLW president. He also hosts a podcast show with Conan, and followed by Savio Vega the following week. I'd like to mention all that stuff to you. And tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m., we're going to have Hector Lombard, James Head, and, gosh, we have so many guests tomorrow on the MMA show. Johnny is ridiculous.
When are we going to have some hot women?
Well, last week in the MMA show, we had Misha Tate.
What do you think I've been doing on my vacation, man? Hot women.
What have you been doing? What have you been
doing? I can't get into full details. I'm not sure that this show is rated X.
Well, it will be next week.
Yeah. Modern day Roman gladiator, Johnny Knockouts. Your cinematic superstar on the streets and between the sheets. Yeah.
Well, next week it will be.
Voice.
Yeah, it's going to be X-rated next week, Johnny. Why don't you let the folks know who's going to be on this, aside from Kurt Bauer?
Besides Kurt Bauer, we're going to have Sarah J, the porn star. Actually, she's one of my favorites. And I know the last... yeah.
You love her work.
And pretty soon she's going to be one of Johnny... Wait, how am I going to say this? I'm thinking boobies right now. Give me a second. Johnny Knockout's going to be one of her favorites by next week, guaranteed. But
that'd be pretty neat. If you got
last time
here,
I'll sit off the air, let you do your thing, and this week I want to talk to the woman with the jugs.
Well,
maybe we'll
do a first year.
What?
Maybe we'll do a first year. They'll take care of your needs on the air.
Oral performances? Well, she'll be giving them out.
Perhaps. I don't know. We'll talk to them. We'll see what we can do.
By the way, ladies and gents and JKO Army, oral performances was a phrase coined by Rodolfo Roman. So don't hold me accountable if you're feeling queasy right now. But if you're feeling horny, then please contact me. Women only, though. Can we get one or two of the guys? I don't want none of that, though.
No, none of that. Wagner Rocha, UFC veteran, will be on the program tomorrow. That's the other person. Wagner Rocha, Hector Lombard, and James Head, all part or were affiliated with the UFC, will be on the program tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. on the road.
Very cool.
All right,
you're a busy man, Roman. I respect it.
I am busy, and sometimes I need a break. That's why I took myself a little vacation, just like you did, Johnny. We went to the Key West, and
nice.
It was a great time over there. Beautiful.
Yeah, what'd you
stuff.
Do?
We had, I went out. We had some cold drinks at the Flying Monkey Saloon.
It's
like a cheap plug for them. Yeah, great stuff.
Flying
Monkey. They got, yeah,
somehow
Flying
I picture them wearing like ninja apparel.
And that's Flying Monkey's plural. So get this. you get a cold drink just like they have a Fat Tuesdays and what will it be? Yeah, I don't think you guys have that. I didn't see that when I went to New York. But
Fat Tuesdays? I think a restaurant like that I'd stay away from. Maybe like a Fridays I'd go to.
They're known for their cold drinks, and they have this mixture. So if you're ever down here, Johnny, or any of the folks listening to us, go to Key West. You go to the Flying Monkey Saloon, and you can get yourself these cold drinks. They have some rum in it. But they have pictures like, no, well, that's good.
Maybe I'll
but
get
if
a
you're
tall glass
adventure,
of skim milk.
Skim milk?
Yeah, with ice. And some chocolate.
Well, you can have an Irish, what do they call it?
Irish car bomb?
No, an Irish cream?
An Irish dream? Irish dream. You know I'm half Irish, right?
No,
I am. I'm half Irish and half Italian. 100% awesome and fantastic.
Look at that. But
yeah,
come down here, you're going to have a mixture of what they call a green stain. It's a 150 Bacardi proof mixed in with some of the citrus orange. And don't conduct any machinery after that consists of motor vehicles for that matter.
What happens if you are machinery like Johnny Knockout, the Roman god? 210 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. I'm a freaking moral machine. Now, what happens if, but that's right, I don't drink, no. And that's the only way you're going to be a well-oiled machine, is
you
if you do
coffee.
The right thing and eat your protein. Look at that rhyme. You like that, right?
You drink your coffee, though, Johnny.
I'm well-rested after this vacation. Well-rested.
I see
very
that,
well.
Man. I see that. You're energized. And by the way, congratulations. I understand you're doing a little project there, and I'm sure that many of the folks listening to us here in Florida and New York and Chicago and L.A. will be able to get to see you on the big screen, sir.
Yeah, I just finished filming a movie, and I'm going to go ahead and let the fans know, J.K. Army. It's called Eat My Pie. And I'll let you use your imaginations on that one. It's not a porno, but it is a comedy, and I play Graham Wheat. So in due time, you guys are going to find out. Graham is an alpha male, a primitive, prima donna, sexy son of a bitch with a badass attitude, and fans are going to love my sense of humor. And I think the cast and crew did a great job. So just finishing up that. But thank you for mentioning that one. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Congratulations. We're proud of you, man.
Thank
and by
you.
The way, Johnny, I want to
thank
you, dude, because this month, sir, we are celebrating a one-year anniversary that we have been on Block Talk Radio. It's been successful. Lots of people are following us. Lots of people are... Heck, we were on TMZ, Johnny. If we are on TMZ,
yes. How
do you like me now?
That a boy, buddy. Roman, I'm giving you an air five right now. I know you can't see it because you're all the way in Miami and I'm all the way in the Empire State, but I am raising my hand to the sky and salute to you. And for your one-year anniversary, I'm going to do something special for you. So just stay tuned to JKO Tube for that, buddy.
Yes, please do. And with that said, we're going to work on a little festivities here. Heck, if we got to Skype you, Johnny, we will do so. We'll feature you on a projector screen, whatever we got to do. But we got to have you there some way, somehow. We're working on a little festivity there, a little festival, a little party that's going to consist of some good food, some good music, some models, whatever you want, man. We're going to make this thing fun. We're gonna have a lot of interaction. Heck, you want to tout while you're out there, let's do it. Let's have some fun. You know, it's what this show is about. And it's not for the money, Johnny, as you and I know, but it's more for the fun and interacting with people that we get to meet. Great guests like tonight that we're going to have Tom Pritchard and Felix Alvarez, celebrity vlogger.
And it's all for Sanka, too. Stuff like Sanka.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be drinking Sanka that night.
No, it's not for Sanka. It's for good times and good friends, maybe.
Yeah, Sanka. See, I got my girlfriend on Sanka. She can't drink
you
any
caffeine. You got your
caffeine.
Girlfriend on Sanka?
Yeah, she can't drink any caffeine products, so she loves Sanka.
Really?
Right? You love Sanka? Oh, yeah. She's next to me, so. Yeah,
is
she
shaking her head
her,
yes right now?
Oh, she's getting, she's nodding, sir. And she says that it has zero calories, so.
Yeah.
Zero everything. What
coffee burns calories.
Hey, after Tom Pritchard, we're going to have Felix Alvarez, celebrity blogger. Now, you know Perez Hilton. Who doesn't know Perez Hilton? Well, this is a man who claims to be prettier than Perez. I don't know if he's aiming to tip Perez Hilton, but, yeah, he is... Felix Alvarez, he's a celebrity blogger. This guy has interviewed to the top-notch reality superstars, those whole, you know, something, what do they call them, the wives, and I'm not the whole big of a celebrity reality type of guy.
Shows like that disgust me.
Really? But you were on MTV.
Was I a housewife on MTV, or did I kick people's asses on MTV? I think it was the latter. I know it was the latter. I've watched it. I was on it.
You were not on, New York Housewives or whatever.
No, I was not on New York Housewives, Slumdog Housewives, or Hobag Housewives. I was not on that. Gold Digging Housewives. All the above. No.
All those things.
Yeah. No teenage pregnancy crap. No porn, porn wars.
I'm 18
or
and I'm
storage
a mom.
Wars.
I'm a mom?
Stupid crap.
What's that show? I'm 18 and I'm pregnant or something like that? Or I'm 16 and I'm pregnant? One of those
18
shows? 18
and I'm a prima donna queen? I don't know.
One of
but
those
I don't watch
things.
Them. Yeah.
Well,
I watch Three's Company.
Man, I wasn't even born with that.
Coming up at my door. We've been waiting for you.
I think you should consider that one now, Johnny, and become a singer or karaoke singer.
The only time I would consider is singing, and I would sing the theme song for the Modern Age Three's Companies if I had two hot chicks to work with.
You can't go wrong with that one.
No,
hey, but
you can only
go right twice. On a serious note, Johnny, Felix Alvarez, the celebrity blogger, he's going to join us after Mr. Pritchard. And he is the director there of PrettierThanPerez.com. Now, on a serious note, the reason why we're having this man is, aside the fact that he's a great celebrity blogger, the man,
I believe
he's having this big event. Felix, he's having a big event this Friday, August 10th, at the Viceroy Hotel here in South in Brickell, actually, in Miami. And it's at Club 50. The reason they call it Club 50, Antonio, and for all those folks that are listening to us outside of Miami, is that it's in the 50th floor. Duh, right? So it's very nice out there. You get to see the entire Miami skyline. It's very beautiful. So he's having this charity benefiting National Voices for Equality, Education, and Enlightenment. So this nonprofit, Johnny, what they do is that they help these kids who are being bullied. And bullied, as we know, Johnny, you turn on the news. When is it a moment that you don't hear of a 10 to 14-year-old kid or girl who's being bullied at school or on the internet or where the heck it is? So this kid is leading a movement on trying to put the word out there, and you can visit the website for the nonprofit. That's nvee.org. In fact, we have some of the statistics which are alarming, and this is the statistics according to the bullying and suicide. You can look this up. It's a third leading cause of death among young people, resulting in about 4,400 deaths a year, according to the CDC. And that is just something alarming and very sad at the same time. Now, for every suicide among young people, there are at least 100 suicide attempts. Over 14% of high school students have considered suicide, and almost 7% have attempted it. So this man, Felix Alvarez, we're going to put the word out there, Johnny. And you know that this is a sad case all over the United States. In fact, I'd even say a little bit, heck, I'm in China, they have some of these issues as well.
Well, it's becoming a disgusting trend, and, I think the more they exploit something like that, the more kids see that as an option. And I don't like it. I don't like the fact that it's on the news, and this is something that's obviously been going on for a while, so, you know, it only leads me to believe that they're just exploiting it. But if you have a guy that's leading a charity, and I want to ask him, because I honestly don't know, what he's doing to help it, to help benefit, and helping these kids get on the right path and have the right mindset. But that's why he's on the Roman Show. He's the only show that, we're going to make sure we get the right answers out of him. So,
yes, sir. And here we are reaching out to Mr. Tom Pritchard. Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Hello.
A legend in the sport. How are you, Mr. Pritchard? Welcome to the Roman Show, sir.
Well, thank you very much. How are you guys doing?
Great, great, and sorry, I know we're about 3 minutes late here. We got carried away with the conversation, but you're on with Rodolph Roman and Mr. Johnny Knockout, sir.
Well, fantastic. How are you guys doing tonight?
Wonderful, Mr. Pritchard, and again, we appreciate your time. I know you're very busy. Before we get to the bottom line, let's just talk about a little bit about your book here that you put out. I was reading a few notes on it, and it's kind of like a 411 on how to be a pro in the pro wrestling world.
Well, actually what it is I prefer to call it a, hold on one sec. Let me just,
sure.
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Um, I prefer to call it like a curriculum, and it's more or less like a teaching manual instead of a how to do. We don't explain. I don't explain all the whole time, step for step. It's one of these things with the idea in mind that you would have a coach or someone with more experience there with you to go over the holds and the maneuvers and spots. But there are also lists and there's ideas in the, and stories in the book that'll help anybody who wants to learn some of the common sense things that you need to know in this business that you'd be surprised so many people don't know. And it is a manual. It's a one-year curriculum, so to speak. But there's a lot of useful tips in there for anybody who just wants to brush up on their etiquette or find out what the major companies are looking for and go from there. It's not necessarily a how-to because we don't explain. I don't explain. I keep saying we. I don't explain every move step for step. It was done with the understanding there would be a coach or more someone more experienced and knew what they were doing standing by. But once you read it, you get a general idea. And Google is your friend. Also, there's an email listed in the book that you can email me with any questions, and I'll get back to anybody.
That is awesome. And that book is a pro wrestling curriculum, advice, suggestions, and stories to help the aspiring pro get to the next level. And you can purchase this stuff on Amazon.com. Is there another specific website you'd like to mention where folks should get it?
Well, actually, right. You can actually go to drtompritchard.com. That's drtompritchard.com. It's not listed on Amazon yet as of today. It should be up within the next week or so, but it will be eventually in Amazon, and you can actually go to the bookstores too within a week and order it there. So we're trying to get it out everywhere we can. But drtompritchard.com is a place you can get it right now. Also, this weekend, I'm leaving on Thursday, but we have a show. We have a camp and a show in we have a show Friday night in Mount Carmel, Tennessee that I'll be appearing at. Then on Saturday and Sunday, I'll be in Waynesville, North Carolina for a camp. And I believe most of the spots have been filled as of 3 o'clock today. There were like 6 spots still open, but I'll be selling the book there. And then I have an appearance also in October, I believe, up north. And, gosh, I don't know the exact date, and I don't know the exact location yet. But as it gets closer, I'm sure we'll... somebody will tweet it and we'll get the information out. But right now, the only place you can get it right now is drtompritchard.com. In about a week, it'll be on Amazon and then available at bookstores as well.
There you go. So drtompritchard.com is the website you need to go ahead and visit and get that book if you want to learn a little bit about the biz. Now, let's talk about the business. If you've been in pro wrestling for a very long time, Dr. Pritchard, and you were a former FCW trainer out there, not too much news as far as what exactly went down from what we understand. Several websites have reported that Triple H took a different position and he wanted a different turn in FCW. Can you kind of enlighten us or can you speak as far as what happened?
Yeah, I think it's like anything else in any kind of business. When you have a change of administrations or change of someone in a decision-making position, they want their team and there's changes that are going to be made. It's the way the business works. I've been on that side of it before, and it's nothing new. It's one of those things that I was the head coach, and I'm going to take the heat regardless of what happens. And when someone new comes in, they want their team, they want their people that they can believe in. And the changing of positions and changing of directions is logical. It makes perfect sense, and it's one of those things that I can understand. Again, being in this business over 30 years and seeing the way things go down, it's just the way it went down, and that's what happened, pure and simple.
Richard, you said that you were taking heat, but what type of heat are we talking about that you took from some of the administration?
What kind of what now?
You said that you mentioned that you got some heat since you were the head coach for the team.
No. I said that's the position. Anybody in that position, you're going to take. I don't believe it's taking heat. Now, I think it was just more one of those things that, no matter what happens, you know, you're the guy in charge. You're the guy that takes the responsibility, I should use as a better word. And when someone takes over and they want someone in that spot that they feel is going to carry out their vision, then that's what happens. It happens in football, happens in baseball, happens in any business, any corporate business especially, I think. Anybody who comes in a new position wants their team with them, and unfortunately, I wasn't part of that team. But once again, it's business, and I understand it. I have no animosity, have no hard feelings, have no. I can't have a negative feeling towards WWE, Triple H, or anyone involved, because I made a great living there. It was a wonderful place to work. It's a great company. I cannot say enough about how great WWE is. They have great people, and it's one of those things that change happens. And the one constant I've learned in this business is you have to learn how to adapt. And this isn't the first time I've been fired, and first, and hopefully it'll be the last. But you never know, man. It's
You're out there from time with the WWE, now near the tweener. You're part of some of the TV shows. Do you keep in contact with some of those kids that you trained, or do they email you or send you some messages for some tips or advice?
Of course, I do. I don't want to mention anyone's name because I think it's one of those things. If they want to talk about it, they can. But of course, and I don't think that you can train as long or as close as I did with a lot of those people without keeping in touch. And I don't want to interfere or undermine anybody's training or anybody's ideas, but if someone calls me or emails me or texts me and just to say hello or just to ask me my opinion, I'll give them my opinion or give them some advice. But, of course, and I think that's only natural.
Great. And Johnny Knockout, actually, Mr. Pritchard, he was in FCW, and Johnny, go ahead.
This is Johnny Knockout and Dr. Tom. It's good to have you on the show. I just want to correct Mr. Roman real quick, respectfully. I was down at FCW not as part of developmental, but as part of beginner course training under Norman Smiley and Steve Kern, and I was part of the tryouts in 2010, and you were one of our coaches. So I just want to say it's good to speak to you again. That I recognize and know about you, and especially from meeting you, is your character. It stands out to me because, in the business that we're in, it could be a lot of guys that are maybe standoffish, cold, or maybe keep to themselves as far as, giving, advice and helping the young guys out. But I always notice your character, your ability to be one of the guys, and that, that made me, put me at ease, certainly, as well as a lot of the other guys that were at the tryouts. One thing I want to say is that I remember reading a WWE magazine before they changed the format, which is, years ago, probably 98, 99, and your article in there kind of inspired me to, get started. I didn't start out till I was 23 years old, but, I think that at this time I was about 16, 17. It was about a 3-4-page layout article, and I was like, so you want to be a WWE superstar, a WWF superstar at the time. But, you're pretty good for your advice giving, and I relate to that in the sense that I'm very empathetic with people, and, I always do my best to lend a helping hand. So I just want to say, thank you for that. And, I respect the fact that your candor, like you said, it's a part of the business to, maybe it wasn't something that was, for a faulty reason, but, as time goes on, people pick and choose, who they want to have around, but I just like the attitude that you have with it, and that's something that continues to inspire me. So, moving forward, what do you think you have planned for your future, and do you think there's any kind of opportunity for you going back to FCW, and what are, your plans for the immediate future going forward? Besides, well, your job, obviously, because we know that we're plugging that already.
Right. No, I understand. The great thing about the future is I really can't tell, and that's what I like. Sometimes I like uncertainty, but really, I don't. There's a lot of things out there that are waiting to be done. And I say, I'm working with a guy in September in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's we're putting together a television pilot. This is for Next Level Wrestling with Devin Driscoll in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's going to be at a big event called Boomsday, downtown Knoxville. And I'm going down there to help him out with this event on Sunday. But past that, there's a lot of things in the works, man. And the greatest thing about this, and the worst thing about this, is there's so many opportunities and so many optimistic people that have grandeur in their eyes and great ideas, and it really sounds cool at the time, but reality is a whole different animal. And I've got a lot of great, like I said, great ideas, great plans, great promises, but until they happen, I'm not really, I can't tell what's going to happen. And the thing is, there's so many things that have been offered and so many things have been talked about. At the same time, until they come about, I really don't know. So there's a lot of opportunity out there. I know I'm talking in circles, but at the same time, when you ask me what's next, I don't know, because I have someone talking to me over here, I have someone talking to me over there, then I have someone talking to me straight ahead, and then when I turned around today, I had two phone calls about another opportunity. And I really don't know. So the thing is, WWE right now is what it is, and I don't know where I'm turning next. This Next Level Wrestling in Knoxville, Tennessee, is going to be interesting. I have a camp coming up for Southern States Wrestling this weekend. Also, like I said, the appearance in October could lead to something else. So a lot of great stuff going on, but there's just so many. I stop and think about it for a minute. It was really, I got fired May 30th, and we're in August. So really, what's that? 2 months? Going on 3 months? A lot of things have happened. A lot of people have talked a great game, and you know, come September, October, and right before the first of the year, we'll see what happens. And then once we get past the initial part, then we'll see. I mean, I don't know where I'm going next. That's the best answer I can give you. Probably should have said that in the beginning.
Well, it's actually, you know, like I said, it's pretty cool, and that goes back to me saying, you know, thing or two about your honesty, and that's what I like. Most people can, like, bluff or fluff and lie just to, you know, make something sound good, but I think the beauty of life is not knowing what's coming next and just, you know, the openness to opportunity. So, you know, and you certainly inspired me, and, you know, I this interview is about you first and foremost, but, you know, I just want to say that for a guy like me that has the passion, you know, sometimes it takes guidance, and you're one of those people to help me out with that. So, you know, but I, you know, I expect the people that have that mentality and that attitude that good things will happen, and it's just a matter of timing. So, you know, I know that from personal experience, just as I'm sure you do.
Listen, real quick. Yeah, life is about timing. Just let me slip in there, man. So, yeah.
I have a question about your book, because your book had intrigues me. Now, first of all, it's different. It's definitely a different format from, like, most wrestling books that have come out or have been released. And I'm constantly on web pages, or I watch interviews, listen to interviews, read interviews, just to update my knowledge. And it's just something, like for instance, I work out a lot. I'm a personal trainer. And I read up on it because it's just something that interests me. I don't go out looking for it, searching for it. It's just something that I do naturally. And, you know, the wrestling is one of those things. But your book definitely stands out in the sense that, to me, from what I'm understanding, it's more like a workbook. Like, kind of like, not like a how-to, but it's kind of like more specific on that. Are you able to talk about that? Or, I mean, would that kind of, you know,
by all means, it was done, and again, the story about it, about how this curriculum even came about, is a book in itself, and it started as, this is the part where I really would like to say, but it started out as, you know, the administration wanted something to know how we spend our time. Well, you really can't map out what you do every single day for a year, because it's like the weather. It's going to change, and you have to learn how to adapt. And that's what I tried to explain. We had a plan. We have a plan. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's like, I remember one time Bret Hart came down to talk to us, and I was told, give me a schedule for Bret Hart. Well, I know Bret Hart, and Bret Hart has never been on time. Bret Hart has never followed a schedule. Bret Hart isn't about to follow a schedule. So I explained that, but then I said, okay, I'm going to give you a schedule, and here's what it's going to be. So it was just busy paperwork, and I understood that, but I did it. Bret didn't adhere to anything on the schedule. He went on his own deal and did his own thing. That's kind of what we did in FCW. We had a plan. We knew who was going to work with who. But once we got there, you know what? Guess what? Maybe the vibe was we were going to work on grappling and mat drills today. But the mood and the vibe was, let's work on some matches. Let's work on, somebody really wants to do this, and this is where the vibe's at. Let's carry the vibe on with practice. So we changed. And I wrote this in the report every day, what we did. Well, that wasn't what was wanted. You wanted a curriculum. How do you take someone from point A to point Z in 1 year? Okay, in order to do that, you have to have everyone start at one level. It's impossible. It doesn't work that way. But guess what? I did it. And if you're going to have everyone start here, then we'll have everyone end here. But in reality, that's not going to work. That's not practical in this sports entertainment business. This is like any other. This is not like any other business. It's not like any other sport. This is unique. And you can't put people, in my opinion, from a sports background only, and have them try to run this, because they have no concept of what is involved. They don't understand the emotions. They don't understand the passion. They don't understand what we do. Therefore, that was the issues I was having. But you wanted a curriculum? I'll give you a curriculum, and I'll time it out, and I'll give you a day-by-day schedule. I mean, I'll do it, and I did it. And it took a lot of work, and I did it on my off time, and I put it all together, and then all of a sudden it was, we're going to move in a new direction. So when I had the curriculum, I did it, again, with the intent of having a coach there, a.k.a. me and the rest of the staff at FCW, to go through these moves, and someone would be able to demonstrate the moves, or we would watch the move first as an example, and you would learn it, you would see it, and not everyone is going to try it. A guy like Big E Langston, who's a 300-pound monster and strong as an ox, is not going to do a moonsault. We've had him try, but he's not going to be able to do it. So we had other moves planned for bigger guys and different people. You had to adapt. Sometimes the energy level was high, sometimes the energy level was low. We cured it. We played it by ear. We had a plan. We knew what we were doing, but it just wasn't set in stone. And that's the whole thing. This business isn't set in stone. And that's a Vince McMahon quote. Show me the stone. Show me where it says we have to do it exactly this way. It's not so. There's not just one way to do it. There's your way, there's my way, but the correct way, it doesn't exist. Wrestling is an opinion. Professional wrestling is an opinion. So what I did in this curriculum is I put my opinion, after all the years I've seen and been around people and professional wrestling, and I put it in this one-year curriculum, along with my ideas, my thoughts, my suggestions, and my stories. So it's, when I say it's a how-to and more of a learning workbook, yeah, it is. And some, there's a couple spots that are explained, but if you don't know the terminology or you're not sure about the wording, well, you might get lost. That's why I included the email. If you have any questions, you can email and ask, and I say this plainly in the book, and I'll help you out. Plus, you can Google anything in there. You can Google anything in the book, and it's there. I made sure of that. Man, when I started publishing this thing, I thought, wow, if I put this in there and people look at this, look at this, and they want to look it up, and it's not there, they're going to call BS, and that's not true, because it is in there. And you may not be able to do it, but I'll guarantee you there's someone who can, and it's not for everybody. That's why I clearly state, do not try this at home, but don't try this without supervision of somebody who knows. And I know that eliminates a lot of people, but at the same time, it has other lists in there. It has ideas, suggestions, and just common sense things. Backstage etiquette, 20 things you should understand, 10 things most important for the professional wrestler. In fact, I took the article that I wrote that you talked about, and it's in the book, man. I mean, and I just revised some of the words. So, I mean, yeah, there's only so much you can't learn this from a book. Real quick, and I know I'm rambling, but if a stand-up comedian stands in a room all day long, empty room, and he tells jokes, okay, how does he know if his jokes work until he gets in front of a crowd? Same thing. If you're wrestling in an empty building all day long and you try some fantastic moves and you think they're great, and then you get in front of a crowd and there's silence, well, something's wrong. You don't know how to tell a story. So the way you learn this business is by being in front of a crowd, listening, reacting, not acting, but reacting, and getting the reaction from the people, connect emotionally, and that's the real way. I love it when people say, well, who are you to teach this? You never drew a dime. You know, I can teach you how to be a star. I don't know how many times I've heard that. And then I look at them and go, okay, well, tell me how you're going to teach them to be a star. And it's like, yeah, you'll show them how to be political backstage. I get that. I understand that. Believe me, I can tell you how to do that, too, because I didn't do it, but I was sure as hell around it. You're going to tell them how to maneuver and do all the other bullshit tell them what to do and how to act? No, you don't act. You react. It's that it factor. Not everybody's going to make it. So the best players didn't always make the best coaches. Ted DiBiase was one of the greatest performers ever. But as far as being an agent or a producer, he'll tell you himself it wasn't his thing. As far as teaching someone how to do what he did, he couldn't do it. He couldn't convey that. He could be himself. But that's the part that gets me. Some people think, you never main evented WrestleMania. You don't know anything. You can't teach anybody anything. Yeah, okay. Well, look at the people I've produced, and I'm pretty happy with my record. My record speaks for itself, and I started training guys in 1996, and I started with three guys. That was Dwayne Johnson, Mark Henry, and Akam Albrecht. And then you look at the guys who came after that, and you look at who was training them, and my name's going to be in there somewhere. So, you know, I'll stand by my record, and I'll stand by anybody who says I don't know what I'm talking about, because I do.
Good. Right. And you know something? I know, Roman, you probably got something to say, but I just have to say this. It's something that just came to mind. I got to get it out. Roddy Piper was never a WWF champion, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't one of the greatest, you know, and the same goes for you. You know, you trained the best. You trained Dwayne Johnson. You trained guys like Dolph Ziggler. And these are the guys that are revered and guys that are still around now and guys that are breaking through. So, you know, everybody brings something to the table, and not everybody needs to be at the top of the pinnacle. Some guys that have belts don't or titles don't need them, you know, and everybody. And that's why, you know, yeah, I think it's bullshit that maybe some people, like, you know, that they'll say, well, I know how to make somebody start. Well, then show me. And then, like, you know, it's like it's easy to say something, you know, but back it up. And, you know, like I said, just reading about your article, I learned so much. And then meeting you, I learned even more. So, I mean, you know, actions speak a lot louder than somebody that just says something. So,
no, I agree. Yeah.
And that was a great answer from you, by the way. I'm going to play this back and re-listen to it myself, you know, because I'm training, I'm learning constantly, and I'm still a fan as well. So, you know, but I appreciate that thorough answer. I'm glad, you know, we were able to learn as much as we did. So,
And Dr. Pritchard, I have a question here from one of our listeners. It says, being in the business since the late 70s is one thing, but despite the many changes in the wrestling business, is there one constant thing that just will never change?
Well, I hope that we'll never lose the ring, and I hope that we'll never lose the word wrestling in it. That's my hope. I don't know, because it's ever evolving, and I've heard so many crazy theories that maybe eventually there won't even be a wrestling ring. But I mean, I don't know how that's possible. But I hope that's one of the things that never changes, and I hope that the storylines, as far as telling a story by having two or four people, however many people are in the ring, wrestling or telling a story by wrestling. And I hope that, we have our gimmick matches, and you're going to have gimmick performers, and you're going to have guys who are better performers than others, and you're going to have special attractions. But this is the entertainment business, so I hope that the wrestling part of it doesn't get lost. But what you have to understand is, in the entertainment business, it's the other analogy is this: you know, people can walk out the door every day and see dogs and cats. They go to the circus to see lions, tigers, and bears. And WWE is a circus. You don't want to go and see your next door neighbor when you go to WWE. You want to see larger than life. You want to see a great performer that can do stuff that you can't do, and do stuff that your neighbor can't do. You want to see, if you're going to pay for something, you want to see a hell of a show, and you want to see people that look the part, are the part, and that's what I hope never goes away. I hope we never lose the great workers, along with the great attractions. You always need attractions, but I hope we never lose the wrestling. I hope we never lose just the ring. I hate it when TNA went to that eight-sided or whatever sided ring it was. You know what I mean, man? I mean, I hope we never lose that. And I just don't know.
Right. And Dr. Pritchard, I know you just got a few minutes here. I don't want to take most of your time. But another question is, some of the talents since where you left, some of the guys that you think we should keep an eye on in the future of the WWE or in the future for wrestling in itself?
Well, Damian Sandow, definitely. Damian Sandow's, my opinion, is going to be a star. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose. I'm trying to think of Rick Victor. Guys you probably haven't heard of, but Jake Carter. I'm trying to think of the long list of guys that James Bronson. A lot of guys out there who, if given the opportunity, they're going to be stars.
I got a question. And what happens, like, you know, a guy like me, and I don't care if it's I'm tooting my own horn here, I have a love for this business. I have a passion for pro wrestling. And I'm sure everybody says that. I know everybody says that. But when you eat, sleep, breathe, when you wake up every day thinking about it, when you go to bed thinking about it every day, and it's just something that's the only thing you think of. Like having a lover, you know, or like a mistress. It's like what you always want to surround yourself with. Now, let's just say, you know, and I know we have to, there's only so much we have control over, but how much of it is important to be taking these opportunities or to put yourself in a position, whether or not you're taking, and I know in your book you talk about wrestling etiquette. Now, let's just say you feel strongly about something, but, you know, maybe it's not the best way to go about it. It's worth taking the risk, is it not? I mean,
here's the caveat there. It's called taking a calculated risk. And here's the, my opinion, and I know we don't have much time, but here's the a straight scoop on that. You have to learn, and this isn't just in wrestling, it's in life. You have to learn that it's a game. What you do in the ring in this business is maybe 10% of what really counts. And in other words, if you have a 8-minute match on TV, but you're there 12 hours backstage or at the building 12 hours, where do you think the people who make their decisions are going to make their decisions on how you are as a person or how you are as as an individual. I mean, as fair or unfair as that may be, that's the way it is. You never know who you're talking to and who they know. You never know what the relationship is that cameraman may have with Vince or Hunter or whoever the top guy may be, and you treat him like a jerk, then chances are you're screwed. You have to learn how to play the game, and if you don't think it's a game, you're wrong. And if you don't think life is a game, you're wrong. It's not just in this business. It's pretty much in every business and everything I've come across. I've been doing this my whole life, but I wasn't always great at playing the games, and my job was to keep my job, but at the same time, sometimes you have to take a bullet, and I took a bullet. So, or actually, again, I didn't take a bullet, just a different direction, and that's okay. But if you feel passionate about something, you have to take a calculated risk. Is it worth saying or doing it? Is it worth it? You have to look at it all sides. That's the hard part. The hard part is knowing which bridge to cross and which bridge to burn. That's the one you have to figure out, because, you know, you piss off the wrong person, or you say the wrong thing, or you just happen to have bad timing. Unfortunately, that's life. So, and believe me, I understand about sleeping, eating, breathing this business, and I understand about the passion, and I understand the hurt and pain and the anguish and everything that goes along with it. So you have to figure out what would you do and what do you have to do, and you have to figure out you have to do whatever it takes, and sometimes whatever it takes isn't real nice. It's would you step on your best friend to get a spot? Would you walk over that guy? Would you stab him in the back? I mean, I'm not saying that everybody does that, but I'm saying it does happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that it's a pretty competitive business, and it's pretty, you know, you've heard the stories about show business and politics. Well, this business is right up there with it, man. It's it ain't for everybody, and it ain't for a guy with thin skin. If your feelings get hurt real easy, wrong place to be.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Pritchard, thank you so very much. You can follow Dr. Pritchard on Twitter at Dr. Tom Pritchard, and also visit that website, purchase the book. It's great, insightful information you'll need that will help you to become a pro wrestler. And that's A Pro Wrestling Curriculum, Advice, Suggestions, and Stories to Help the Aspiring Pro Get to the Next Level. You can visit drtompritchard.com, and soon it will be on Amazon.com, so you can purchase it there. Will it be on digital as well? Maybe on the iPhone or the iPad?
We're actually going for that. That will probably be after the first of the year, though, because I tell you why. I just dealt with those people today on that, and it's a little more involved than I can. But it'll probably be right before the first of the year, though. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be on Kindle and digital as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, maybe in the future we'll bring you on here again and promote that book again, and when it comes digital, and love to get a little expert there for some of the folks that listen to us and those that want to be into pro wrestling. I'm sure they'll take a lot of advice from some of the stuff that you have said, sir, and we appreciate your time.
Yeah,
listen,
definitely.
Man, the book will help anybody who wants to do it, just with the stories and, again, the advice and the holds and maneuvers and some of the stuff you can look up. It's a great schedule to follow, and just some common sense stuff in there, man.
Thank you so very much. Again, the website is drtompritchard.com, and the book, A Pro Wrestling Curriculum, Advice, Suggestions, and Stories to Help the Aspiring Pro Get to the Next Level, from the former FCW trainer and professional wrestler, Mr. Dr. Tom Pritchard. Thank you so very much. We'd love to have you again, sir.
Anytime, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
have a good
Dr.
night.
Tom.
Thank
it was an honor to have you on. Thank you for taking time for us.
You got it. Anytime.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. Well, Johnny, I am.
I learn even more every time, like whether I hear Dr. Tom or read something that he's written or spoke about. I'm always learning more. So, man, that was like, wow, one of the best interviews I've ever either been a part of and or, you know, experienced and listened to. That was awesome, man. That was definitely the right choice to have Dr. Tom Pritchard on with us. Well, don't call him doctor for nothing, man.
Yeah, right? And again, guys, the website to visit is drtompritchard.com. You can get the book there. It's about $30. Not that much it cost you, and soon it's going to be digital, so you're getting your Kindle and your iPhone and your iPad.
I'm getting it, so.
Yeah, there you go, man. And thank you
so
again, Dr. Richard.
It's Johnny Knock got approved. And we're talking
Johnny Knock
got
approved.
Yeah, and you know, if I'm approving it, that means something, okay? So.
But thanks
no, but
so
man,
again. Good.
No, I was saying, man, once again, can I say fucking? Fucking great idea to have Tom on. I said
you
it.
You can say FN. Yeah, well, you said it already, right? So.
Yeah. Well, I'm off on vacation now. I'm still feeling it, though.
Whatever happened to that story, that show we were going to have, that we were going to see if you can do a show without you saying a cuss word?
That's never going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I just love cussing, man. I do. I mean, what's better than, like motherfucker?
Nah,
what's better than that?
Man, that's it. We lost.
You know, people are laughing right now. You have priests and babies giggling. probably.
We lost it. All right, Johnny. Again, thank you very much to Mr. Dr. Tom Pritchard. We appreciate his time for coming on the show and enlightening us with all that information with pro wrestling. And now, Johnny, from pro wrestling, we're going to move in to celebrity blogger Felix Alvarez, who's going to have this great event down here in Miami, Florida, at the Club 50 inside the Vice Florida Hotel. That's in Brickell. And it's this great thing. You could visit prettierthanperez.com. If you're a big fan of reality TV, celebrity gossip, this is the website you got to go on. That's prettierthanperez.com. Felix, welcome to the Roman Show, sir.
Hey, what's up?
All right, Felix. Pretty good.
Yeah. How are you guys?
All right, man. We can't complain. Felix, let's talk about this big charity event you got going on. It's going to be benefiting the National Voices for Equality, Education, and Enlightenment. Let's talk about this first before we talk about your website. Now, I was talking to Johnny prior to the interview that bully, it's been an issue in America here. We've lost a lot of lives. I believe it was already this year. A kid killed himself. It was in a college. They found out that he was homosexual. He killed himself. It's a story that we turn on CNN or Fox News, and you just can't escape it. You know, you might hear of another kid taking his life away for stuff that he might have seen online or so forth. So what grabbed you to do and lead this movement?
Well, basically, the whole prettierthanperez.com is actually prettier from the inside out. It's non-judgmental. It's bully-free. For me, growing up as a child, you know, I was picked on. I was made fun of because, you know, I wasn't what would be considered picture perfect. You know, I was short. I was fat. I had really big glasses, you know, and I was considered the nerd, you know, and that wasn't, you know, what most kids growing up considered to be cool, you know, so I was made fun of a lot growing up as a child, but as I grew older, you know, my body changed and, you know, my life changed. So, you know, finally, like, when I got into starting the website, you know, honestly, I wanted to do something that was completely different. I wanted to venture off into a career that was positive, especially bringing it to the world of entertainment. I was tired of seeing celebrities being bullied, being picked on, because for them, you know, reading very popular sites, you'll see them being bashed for making mistakes, you know, that anyone would make every single day. So, you know, going through what I went through as a child and noticing and realizing that, you know, people idolize celebrities so much that they kind of considered them like gods, that they weren't able to make mistakes, and then they were now being picked on as well. I wanted to change that. So that's why, you know, I took a stand against anti-bullying, you know, because it was important for me, because I wanted to spread the message, you know, and the effect of what it had on people, not only like myself, but, you know, people in the entertainment industry as well. You know, and with that, you know, I also had a very good friend of mine commit suicide shortly after, and it was a difficult thing, but it's something that's extremely dear to my heart, and there's no way that I could not participate in something like this.
Yeah, and Felix, you know, we're just reading some of the statistics that say that bully victims are between 2 to 9 times more likely to consider suicide than non-victims, according to studies by Yale University. And it seems to happen more and more. You know, heck, I've even seen it in elementary school, kids picking on younger kids. Kids that, you know, they're still learning. They're so young, yet it affects them mentally. And I salute you, man. I definitely give you kudos for having this event on August 10th at the Viceroy Hotel at the Club 50 that's going to benefit this organization. Now, tell us why you decided to go with this organization. What do they do so people can know? And the website, guys, is NVEEE.org.
We chose NVE because it is one of the leading Florida that take a stand against bullying as well. You know, they help not only with anti-bullying, they also help with suicide prevention, which is, you know, really good. They hold workshops. They have celebrity endorsements and deals, you know, where people look up to these celebrities and these celebrities can tell their stories and help mentor these children, you know. So, and they were also just featured this past Sunday on the Secret Millionaire Show, where they premiered, where they actually got to be on the, I think it's ABC, yeah, it was on ABC, where they premiered their episode on ABC. So that was actually really good to know and be a part of, you know. It's local here, it's close to me, and they also take a strong stand against what I believe in. So that's why, you know, I chose to go with NVE.
Right. Now, prettier than Perez, are you here taking a stab at Perez Hilton?
Everyone always asks that question. And prettier than Perez, it has no affiliation with Perez Hilton. It is prettier from the inside out. I'm not taking a stab at him. It's hopefully my goal is to work with him only because he considers himself the queen of media is how he branded himself. You know, for me, it would be completely different. I want to be the king of media. I'm ready.
Now, you know, our good friend here, Johnny Naka, my co-host, is all the way in New York. He had a little deal. He hates to call it a reality TV show, but he was featured on one of his MTV shows, True Life, right, Johnny? So you have a question for Felix? Because he deals a lot with this reality TV guy, show celebrities, and of course, from the entertainment world in itself. Johnny?
Yeah, it's great to have you with us, Felix. Listening to you, I see you're a man of a good character yourself, and you know, you're taking a stand for what's right in the world and what needs to be done, and I think that people... What's that? I hear voices in the background.
Yeah, it's funny, it's echo on your phone. But you should be fine now.
Well, good. Oh, okay. No, I thought somebody was trying to say something, so...
You're not hearing voices yet.
Felix, I don't know. I know you don't know me, but I tend to overtalk my co-host every week, so you know, don't want to keep making that same mistake. I'm looking to make some changes in my life as well. But, yeah, I was bullied as well growing up. I was the fat kid. Many people may not even realize that or understand that, but, you know, it's important to let them know that they're not alone in the world, especially if they're being bullied, and that there are ways around it. There are ways to, you know, prevent it from getting worse. There are ways to, you know, deal with an issue like that, you know, and there are people out there that relate and have empathy. And I think a lot of this world focuses more on the sympathy than the empathy, and there's a big, big difference. And I learned that working for a personal training company, believe it or not, you know, and, you know, what we do in working out is, you know, teaching people how to change their lives. So, and, you know, just being empathetic and understanding what people are coming from, you know, it takes people that have been there and, you know, done that and made it through to really be able to make the difference for others, whether it's direct or indirect, or whether they're listening right now, or somehow we're going to, you know, put this out so that they can listen. Now, going to your website,
prettierthanperez.com. Can you elaborate on some of the articles that are, you know, going and helping people, you know, make these positive changes instead of going to the dark side and, you know, and feeling like there's no way out, you know? Well, these articles are from yourself personally, or are they from yourself and others that have experienced this pain and torture in their lives, or you to elaborate on that a bit.
Yeah, well, prettierthanperez.com, a lot of the content that's on the website is handpicked by myself personally. There's a lot of entertainment. It's basically, you know, celebrity entertainment, music, fashion, art, reality TV right now is extremely popular right now. So those are a lot of the things that you'll find on the website. But as opposed to, say, for instance, there's one of my favorite characters on the new VH1 reality TV show that's called Love and Hip Hop. Her name is Jocelyn Hernandez. You know, I've built a great friendship and relationship with, you know, her, only because initially when the show started, she was instantly hated and bullied because of she was showcasing her life on the show. You know, so for me, I instantly gravitated towards her and her character to find out why was there so much hate for this character that was on TV for less than, you know, an hour, and people judged so hard within 1 hour without being able to hear the story from this actual person, you know? So for me, I gravitate towards people or articles or anything that's that may not be sometimes as positive, but I'll turn it around and give it a positive twist. Or I won't bash you for it. You know, say, for instance, Kim Kardashian got a divorce after being married for X amount of days. I'm not here to judge her, because I'm sure she's not the only woman in the world that got married for that amount of time frame. If not, you know, maybe she beat someone else's record. You know, but who's to say that she should be bullied or stoned because of her decision, her poor decision in her love life. You know, she's a human being, and I think she should be allowed to make those mistakes, because, you know, if I made them, you know, no one else would care, but if Kim Kardashian made them, then the world hates them for it. So the content on Prettier Than Perez is kind of like that. It's celebrity entertainment, but you won't hear me going hard on anyone for being who they are.
Right, because they see, like, Perez Hilton, you know, he'll put him out there, like, even TMZ takes on them. But I've seen some of your interviews, and it seems like when you interview these guys, like, you know them, like, you're friends with them, which is real cool when you have a person interviewing, they know each other, because the interviewee tends to release a lot more about themselves, whether, you know, in contrast, if they were to interview to someone, say, they don't know of. But
yeah.
I like that, you know what I mean? I like that twist, because they feel that confidence, like, hey, you know, it's okay. I could say this to you because I know that you're going to do something positive instead of blowing it up there and do some sort of yellow journalism, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I've said it before. You know, I believe strongly in what it is that I'm actually doing. I believe on showcasing or highlighting positive things in people's career versus the negative. You know, you can go to 500 different websites on the internet right now that are trying to emulate, you know, what, say, for instance, how Perez started his career, because that's what they thought was the formula to success in this industry, you know. But, you know, what I'm doing is the complete opposite, and I'm paving the way in the direction, you know, for a new way of entertainment. You know, you can go to TMZ.com if you want to read about the bashing and the hating on a celebrity, but you can go to prettierthanperez.com and you can find out information on your favorite celebrity, you know, where you would feel safe and comfortable reading, you know, as opposed to, you know, being upset.
That's fantastic that you just pointed out, putting a positive twist on it, you know. Every time I open up a newspaper or put on the television, the news, or whatever channel, the thing that grasps people's attention the most is negative. And we're all human. I mean, we're all going to react to negative first because we want to make things right. And sometimes we don't, you know, most of the times we don't go about it the right way. But I just want to, I want to give you a little story on me because I've done reality television. I've done MTV True Life. And believe it or not, I was on I Need Anger Management. And I don't even agree with the title, but alas, that was the show I was on. MTV contacted me a year or two. I'm not even sure. I think it was a couple years later after the original episode of the airing. And they, you know, and I thought that was nice. You know, okay, well, now we'll do a follow-up and show them how far I've come and, you know, shed a positive light. I was on the phone with them for about 5 minutes, and they go, well, you know, John, we're just really seeking out people that are still going through an issue. And I said, whoever I was speaking to on the line at the time, their name escapes me right now, but excuse me. I says, don't you think that your viewers would want to hear from somebody that made a positive change in their life? I said, I understand the fact that, you know, negative, you know, press attention, and I'm sure you want ratings, and ratings equals money for you. I said, but just don't you think instead of having, you know, people that are still going through issues, wouldn't you think that it'd make a little bit more sense to have somebody that had an issue turn their life around and explain the ways that they went about making that positive change? I says, now, you know, I have all the respect in the world for you and your show. I says, but when you're ready, or if you do decide that that's something you might want to do, I says, then I may be interested. Until then, you know, I would not like to do it. So, but 2 months later, they called me back, and I was a part of the favorites episode, and now I have people coming up to me on the street saying, you know, thank you for doing that. You know, you've inspired me. And for the most part, I get positive feedback. But just along with you, Felix, you know, I've gotten the negative for far too long, and, you know, it's always going to be a constant, but it's how you respond to it. And I think that's where we relate in that sense. And, you know, I think you're really doing a good thing with your site, prettierthanperez.com. And, you know, I just want to – I'm actually going to log on and watch some of the things, but I'm getting the impression that it's a lot of – it's like video blogs. Is that the case, or is it video blogs and written articles by you?
Yes, there's a lot of articles written by myself about whatever's current in the entertainment industry. A lot of it you will find, and it's actually my favorite. You know, I'm not going to talk about a lot of things that I don't like, only because, you know, it's harder for me to write about something that I don't like versus something that I do. So you'll see what I like to say at Cosign. You know, if there's a new, say, for instance, No Doubt just released a remix to their new single off their new album. It's the Major Lazer remix. The song's called Settle Down. You'll be able to go to prettierthanperez.com and listen to it. And if you know you listen to it on prettierthanperez.com, then I'm telling you that this is going to be a hit, or this is one of my favorite records or tracks. I interview, or I like to write about celebrities that I personally gravitate towards, like Jocelyn, or, you know, there's been several of them that I like to consider my favorite, and I like to highlight their actual career on the website. You know, some of the things you'll find, you know, of course, if it's still really popular in the media and entertainment, I will talk about it, but I won't, especially if it has a lot of negative vibes or connotations behind it, I won't really handle it too much because it's not my whole thing. So there's a lot of music, there's a lot of my opinions on whatever's hot right now when it comes to just music and artists that I personally like and believe in.
Well, you see, there's some phone calls here, if you don't mind. Some folks that say they've been a part of. So at one time in their life, they were bullied, and maybe they'd like to share some of their experience, Felix. And
sure.
Again, the event is this Friday. It
yes.
starts at 7 p.m. You can meet Felix Alvarez there, the celebrity blogger, prettierperez.com. That's prettierthanperez.com. And you can meet him in person. You can take a picture with him. I guess you could tell us some awesome stuff that you know that we don't know of, maybe, perhaps, there that night.
Yes.
All that good stuff, and it's at Club 50 inside the Viceroy Hotel. I'm gonna personally be out there, Johnny. I'll make sure to show you the whole festive event that we're gonna have on there Friday. I'll share with you via Skype.
You better, because if it's positive, I'm interested.
Yeah. Don't worry, man. I get your Skype.
Or else you wouldn't be on the show.
I'll show all the video for you all the way in New York from Miami via Skype, man. You got to love technology. But let's take this quick phone call here.
Looking forward to it.
Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. You'd like to share some of your information. Maybe you were bullied at one time in your life. Hello?
I haven't bullied one time in my life. That's not the reason why I'm calling, though. I was calling to personally just thank Felix for what he does with his website and his social media. What he does, it goes further than just the website. He is on Twitter, he's on Facebook, and he's on Instagram, and I follow him in all aspects of that social media. And one thing I appreciate about it is that the website is mainly the blog and it's the entertainment, but also in those other facets, he does make sure he has continuous contact with his fans and with people that read his blogs. And he's just always just so sincere, and that's a lot of things that you don't really get from a lot of blog sites. You're allowed to comment, and it goes no further than that. But the fact that he has direct connects with his fans and the Starlet community is just awesome. I just want to thank you, Felix, for just always having positive, because you're the only blog that I read. As far as entertainment, he's the only blog that I read. Because, like Kanye said, I got way too many booze for any more bad news. So I only want to read about positive things. And I know if I go to prettyandbreads.com, it's going to be positive. I'll be able to read what I want to read about and carry on, and not have to worry about any like bad comments or people start going off on each other. And it's just ridiculous sometimes how social media can be such a bad rap for what it does. But it does have a good side to it, and he definitely does use it for that. So I just want to personally thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling and listening.
Thank you. Tell us who you are and your Twitter name so I could...
Go ahead, Kyle, are you there?
You actually you already follow me. I'm at Vinny Cabo.
I appreciate it, Vinny. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. You know, this is why I started Pretty Than Perez, because... For me, this is extremely important. You know, I'd rather touch the people that love, you know, the content and the positive things in entertainment versus those that don't really care and want to bully, what they consider to be God, which are normal human beings, which are celebrities, you know. But thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Awesome. I'm going to take another phone call here, Felix and Johnny. Caller, you're on the Roman Show.
Hello.
Hey, Lorraine, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, have you ever had an experience with bullying?
Actually, yes, I have. Junior high, I had a few girls that wanted to bully me because I was quiet. I didn't like to fight. So they spread the rumor, oh, Lorraine can't fight. So, you know,
uh-oh.
They decided to say and do a lot of ignorant stuff. And when it came down to it, when I was back in the little corner and I finally did fight, it was a whole totally different story. And school let out that summer, and by the following school year, they actually became my friends.
Wow.
I think it was so much because I didn't, I wasn't standing up to them because I didn't want the altercation to happen. And, I mean, it did do a lot of damage at the point of when they were picking on me because, you know, like most kids that are being bullied, they might have, you know, problems at home. And that just added to it. And I did go through a phase where I didn't want to go back to school. I didn't want to live. But thankfully, I actually found the inner strength to realize that it wasn't what was wrong with me because there wasn't anything wrong with me. It was what was wrong with them. And
wow.
It actually made me a stronger person, thank God.
Wow.
Man, that's very insightful stuff. And Yeah, man. That's very insightful. Thank you so much for sharing your story there with you. Let's take another phone call, guys.
Thank you, Lorraine. Good to hear
your
voice.
Thank you
very
so
nice.
Much.
Did you notice that thick accent from Lorraine? I never heard of that. It's very thick New York and...
That's passion, baby. That's passion.
Yeah, I really
That's
heard
what
it this time.
When I get passionate, I sound like a very deep New Yorker Italian. Because I had half Italian, but, like, I'm interested in pronunciating words, you know. Most people don't think I'm from New York, but once the Pesci comes out, yeah, you bet your butt. I sound like Joe Pesci.
Yep.
All right, Father, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Like to share some of your experiences or know someone?
Are you speaking with me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a good friend, Felix. John, you know who that is. Kay, have you ever been picked on?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
Share your story.
Yeah, I know a couple people, and on top of that, I've personally experienced it. I would actually never forget it. It was seventh grade. Was this? Yeah, seventh grade. I had two gentlemen. I call gentlemen, but they picked on me everywhere they actually saw me. I forgot their names, and I don't want to throw them off here in the air, but I recall there was this one time when I was walking to class, and they would all the way at the end of the hallway, they were saying, "Yeah, we found you now," and they would run at me, like run as fast as I could, and I had to run away the opposite way, obviously, just to get away from them and run into class because I didn't know what was coming. But on top of that, I even recall at one time, one of them grabbed my number, my phone number, from I don't know who. It's still unknown to me till this day. But he called my house and decided whenever he heard the phone pick up, he was saying things, "Oh, I'm going to kick your ass. Oh, I'm going to kill you." By luck, the one time he called and said, "Hey, I'm going to kick your ass," my father picked up the line that day, and he actually fought off that bully for me that day, and I would never forget that. You know, that was a very scary situation for me, if I don't mind me saying, because, number one, my physical well-being was at stake. And number two, I didn't know what was coming, you know, whether, because just for the fact that the words "kill" were in that sentence. And then just recently, I had an issue, which, again, I'm not going to mention names, but my ex-sister-in-law's ex-husband would call me trying to find out where I am, wanting to kill me because he knew where I lived. I had to put a restraining order on the guy.
Wow.
So I've gone through some things that ruined me mentally, but I feel like stronger now.
And you know what, Cage? One thing, and Felix and Johnny, bullying just doesn't affect young people. It affects adults. Like you're listening to Cage right now. This thing can happen to anyone. You could get bullied at work. You could get bullied anywhere. Social media, anywhere. It can happen anywhere. And it's an alarming thing, and a lot of people get affected by this.
And that's very true, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because one of the things, if you guys come out to the event this Friday at Club 50, it's, you know, the Prettier Than Perez Celebrity Blogger Meet and Greet for charity. One of the things that I have prepared is a speech, and this is a speech hopefully that I'll be able to do a school board, a tour with the school board that we're preparing, and to talk to people and to educate them that bullying isn't just the average young kid walking down the hall and someone pushing them. You know, there's several different types of bullying that I want to make aware to people. You know, there's emotional, there's cyber bullying. You know, right now the internet's so popular, you can be harassed and bullied on Facebook, and people, not even just children, are taking their lives because of this type of instant, you know, this instant ruining of a reputation or someone's life over the, you know, the internet. It goes viral instantly. You know, so there's a lot of things that I think people need to be educated on, and you know, I'm sorry that you know, even to this day that you have to deal with that, you know, because people need to realize that, be careful what you say to someone, you know, because you don't know what they're going through or, you know, what's happening in their life right now. And, you know, it's always, to me personally, I feel like it's easier to be nicer to someone than it is to be nasty to someone. You know, I get so much more out of my day being positive versus being negative.
That's my old feeling. Thanks so very much, man, for joining us. The address of this 485 Brickell Avenue, Miami, Florida, and it's at the Club 50 Viceroy. That's a celebrity meet and greet with Felix Alvarez of PrettierThanPerez.com, and this will be benefiting the National Voices for Equality, Education, and Enlightenment. Their website is nvee.org, and the website there for celebrity blogging is PrettierThanPerez.com. You can meet Felix this Friday night. The action starts at 7 p.m., and then after that, you know, we party, right, Felix?
Yes, we'll party. We have a great time. We're going to have a lot of media there taking pictures. You know, just, you know, I have, like I said, a small speech prepared for you guys. And let's just have a good time. Let's celebrate life. It's too short to not enjoy.
Hell
yeah.
Take one
booyah.
Phone call. There we go. All right, from New York with that booyah. Just take one more phone call, guys.
He's speaking my language, man. Enjoy life, bro. Yes.
Let's take one more phone call here before we let Felix go. Caller, you're on the air, the Roman Show. Caller, you're on the air. Would you like to share some of your experiences as far as bullying? Hello? Hello? Okay, well, Felix, man, thanks so very much. And looking forward to meeting you this Friday night, my man.
All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys for having me on the Roman Show. It's a pleasure talking with you guys, and I'm happy that I'm able to share my story with you guys.
We'll do, man, and keep that effort going, man. A lot of people are affected, and hopefully we're doing our small token here to help that cause.
Thank you for taking the time to come on the show, Felix. It was awesome having you on, and not for nothing, dude. I mean, people could talk, but just your words, not even just the words you choose, but just the way you say them and how you just seem relaxed, and I can hear you smiling, you know what I mean? That says something about a person. You got a great vibe, bro, and we appreciate your advice and you being with us tonight. You have a great night, dude, and enjoy life.
Hey, thank you so much, and I appreciate it. I'd love to come back to the Roman Show, so I'm ready when you guys are.
We'll do, sir. We'll be in contact. Thank you, Felix.
You're welcome. Thanks for tonight.
All right, my man. All right, good stuff there, Johnny. You know, and glad to hear
cool
from
dude.
All those folks that, huh?
What a cool dude.
Yeah, man. You know, and it's true. I mean, I think everyone at some point in their lives have been a part. Hey, I was bullied. I remember when I was in middle school, you know, we played tackle football, and, you know, the strongest guy would just throw me. I remember one guy got tackled, and I was this close of hitting my head into a rock, and I might not even be here if it wasn't from myself trying to take the extra precaution and saving my own self. But, you know, it's something that happens to us, and this guy is definitely doing good stuff.
You want to hear how I got bullied one time in seventh grade? Since everybody's talking about junior high school, somebody stole my chocolate bar.
You who?
Somebody stole my chocolate bar, and I damn near cried. You believe that? That's how much I love chocolate.
Bullying, of course.
I went up to this guy and I said, "I cannot part ways with my chocolate. I don't know why you choose to torture me like this." And he was so baffled by my language, he just gave it up. And I'm not making that up. I'm serious. I probably didn't use those words. I probably just like told him, "Give me it back." And I guess that was enough. But no, man, not for nothing. Really good show tonight, Roman. And
we'll do it. You know, we gotta...
Felix is an awesome guy, man. Very positive vibe. We need more people like that, you know. And we need a more army of positive people. So,
PrettierThanPerez.com is the website, and also DrTomPritchard.com is the website. You get that book.
Another positive guy, Dr. Tom.
That's right.
Going through his own, circumstance in life. And look at him. Look at his positive demeanor. You know?
That's right.
It's the only thing we can do, man. It's like that saying, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I think I said that wrong, but, you know. I haven't slept in 3 days.
No worries. We'll Google it, man. Hey, well,
you don't have to Google it. It was awesome the way it was said anyway.
Before we go, Johnny, I'd like to briefly run through these news because it's something that has not been really confirmed, but from what they're now turning back to the pro wrestling world.
Yeah.
The Wrestling Observer is reporting that Brock Lesnar got in a scuffle yesterday with Ryback. Now, this is something that really wasn't put out yet there. Yeah, it says not much information is being let out, but sources say that Lesnar was at the arena early to rehearse a major angle with SummerSlam opponent Triple H before things even began. Reeves, better known as Ryback, who was also in the building, got into a heated argument with Lesnar. It is uncertain what the argument was about. Reeves put his hand on Lesnar, though the source tells us, that meaning the Wrestling Observer, that people who witnessed it said Reeves was going to apologize. Lesnar shoved Reeves back and a shoving match ensued. Lesnar threw Reeves to the floor and hit him in the face 3 times before being pulled off. Reeves suffered a laceration above his left eyebrow, which has required stitches. Now, this is not nothing that has been confirmed. They're keeping this hush-hush if it's true.
Wow.
But yeah, Ryback wrestled last night. I didn't see any laceration or anything like that on him, but...
Yeah, I choose
I
not to even comment on something like that for a company that I wish to work for if I don't even have first-hand experience. And even, wow, but that's crazy. Yeah, well, if you said you saw him wrestle and he didn't have a laceration, then it's bullshit.
I didn't see him with no laceration. I did see, though, one of his eyes kind of red.
Well, maybe. I mean, dude, that's like it's competitive business. Who knows what it was about, but... It's hard to even talk about if you don't know a lot of details, but if that's the case, not the place to do it. I've been backstage with WWE, and they're the most extremely professional company I've ever gotten the opportunity to work for, and that's why I was so comfortable when I was working with them. So you don't want to act like that. Whether or not it happened, just the concept of if that could happen. You don't want to do that in an environment like that, you know? Be ruining a wonderful opportunity.
That's right. Well, here's one good news. If you pre-order the WWE 13 at GameStop, check this out, in the United States.
You play video games, Roman?
Not actually, but I thought this was great news because if you purchase it, you get an exclusive in-game, you ready for this, CM Punk ice cream bar t-shirt.
Wow.
So... Order your WWE 13 at GameStop, and you're going to get your...
We need a Johnny Knockout ice cream bar. It would be diet
right.
ice cream.
That, I think we're going to have to use that as a hashtag. Hashtag JKO ice cream bar.
Yeah.
There's also news coming
diet
out.
Diet ice cream bar.
Skinny cow. well, there's news coming out that... F4WOnline.com is reporting that WWE made the call to keep Rosa Mendes off Raw last night.
She's
reported
beautiful.
Domestic. Yeah, she is very nice. We met her in person. But,
so did I. She's a great girl. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm interrupting you.
And very, very kind. But it's reported here that she was in a domestic abuse incident that took place between her and her fiancé, Jackson Andrews. She said that Mendes has admitted to the Andrews... admits to Andrew abusing her for quite some time now, and that the two have broken up and gotten back together numerous times, so hopefully her situation there gets a lot better between those two. In the August 6th episode of Monday Night Raw, garnered 3.08 cable rating over the course of 3 hours, the same rating as last week, so not that much of a difference. However,
they need Johnny Knockout. You want to see those ratings go up? You need a guy like that has unbridled passion. A China knockout.
JKO. You got to get Mr. JKO in there. He'll bring in the ratings. But I would think, though,
the word need, the word need is a mere understatement. Cinematic superstar needs to be an in-center stage for WWE, making movies week to week. Oh, I couldn't say enough. Box office straw.
Can,
I'm the box office straw. I'm a modern-day Roman gladiator. All right.
Johnny, they didn't do too well. Any numbers roles with the ratings, but they did do well in social media. I don't know about you, but that first hour was just nonstop tow and tweet and hashtag. Did you catch that?
Honestly, I've been filming. I've been filming the last few days, and like I said, haven't slept in 3 days. But I am. Still trying to catch up with it on my DVR, and I will finish it tonight. So my scouting report will be finished tonight. But I assume the way they've been going, you know, social media is only going to get more and more interactive like that. And honestly, I can't stand it, but I understand as a business that's smart. You know, that's where the world is revolving around right now.
But for me, it's
incredible.
Like, as you can tell, I've stopped tweeting. I haven't tweeted.
I know
mean,
that. What's up with
I've
that?
Uploaded. I'm getting rid of Twitter. But I have a lot of twit vids to download and add to JKOTube. So moving day has turned into moving weeks. So I haven't done that yet. But, yeah, I'm done with the Twitter.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get you back in this.
I'm not
man.
Sorry.
A lot of people like your tweets.
They
like
my tweets? I'm
going to
get a website going. I'm going to get a website going, and I'll make my own tweets. Or we'll call them, I don't know, Nazis. I don't know. Something crazy and silly.
Last news here I want to read for you. But by the way, the social media went up by 54% compared to the last show.
Nice.
Kevin Nash says that wrestling died when Benoit and Guerrero became world champions. Now, this is according to an interview. You could actually read some of this stuff on WrestleZone.com. He says when Benoit and Guerrero hugged at the end of WrestleMania 20, that was the end of the business. Nash
what?
Says, yeah, that's what he says. Has business been the same since that WrestleMania? Has it come close to the Austin era? Has it come close to the NWO or the Hogan era?
Come on, Nish.
He says, you put two effing guys that were great workers that were the same height as the effing referees, and I'm sorry, man. Are you going to watch a porno movie with a guy with a 3-inch penis? Even if you're not gay,
you're
going
to listen to somebody that's gonna disrespect the business that's done so good for him and so many people like myself love by referencing it to porno? Come on, man.
Yeah,
have some
I don't
respect.
Know, but
and I've met Kevin Nash, and I've even told him I looked up to him, and I appreciate his mind for the business. But that's nonsense. I mean,
he even continues saying that, so you put a 5'7" guy as your world champion, and
what's
he later goes on. Right, I mean, this
the
is what he's saying. He's also saying, and I'd like to finish this. Check this out. He
Sorry.
Says, Nash continues his thoughts on internet heroes CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. He says, they are not bigger than life, he says. I bet they could both walk through airports and not be noticed unless they have a gimmick shirt on and the belt.
I highly doubt that.
That is what Kevin Nash is saying,
John. Highly doubt that. Dude,
yeah.
Not for nothing. I'm a pro wrestler, okay? And I'm a fan. But, you know, I understand the concept of selling a gimmick, selling a T-shirt. But I find myself working out, going through streets, and even at work just screaming, yes, yes, it's great. And you know who did that? Daniel Bryan. Kevin Nash, I like you. I still like you, and I still respect your mind for the business, but I'm not quoting your catchphrases. So, and wait a second. Let me quote Chris Jericho. There was WWF magazine back in the day, and they had an interview with him, and they asked him a question, you know, does it make a difference of your size, you know, the fact that, you know, how are you going to last in a business that you got guys that are 90 to 95% bigger than you? He goes, last side check, you know, we've had this many Jericho-holics, and how many Visceral-holics do you see out there?
Right.
That was a great line. So for him to disrespect two guys, and you know something? I don't want to bring up the guy's name, but, you know, obviously we already spoke about it. Chris Benoit, I don't like him. I don't, you know, all credibility and life for that guy went out the window when those tragedies came to our attention. But I'll be honest with you, in 2004 at WrestleMania, which I attended, and that happened, was such a feel-good moment. And it did so much to inspire me as an aspiring pro wrestler, because that's even before I got started. That was such a great moment to know that two guys that busted their ass, that worked so hard and put up with so much adversity in their life to just reach the top of the mountain, the pinnacle, that says a lot. So for somebody to just come out and trash it, that says something about that person's character. And hopefully one day he'll come out and apologize for such a ludicrous comment. And last I checked, one of his best friends, Shawn Michaels, is he not 5'10", 5'11"? It's the same height.
Yeah, he's not that very tall.
And he's the all-time best performer and wrestler out there, okay? Or one of the best. So, come on.
Well, that being said, Johnny, that pretty much concludes this episode of The Roman Show. Always a pleasure, my man.
Oh, you know, man. The pleasure is all yours when Johnny Knockout is around. How terrible am I if I really was like that? No, man, it's great to be back. Vacation was 3 weeks long from the Roman show, but I'm so happy to be back. It was a fantastic show, and I was happy to be a part of it, man. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you, man. Any announcements you want to make?
I just want people to check out the Johnny Knockout Changes Here tour going on. You could go to Facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality, or you could check the YouTube videos, which I just established, JKO's Reality Check-Ins. All right, it's just random videos of me doing whatever. But you'll see none of me picking my nose, so don't worry about that. But just random stuff going on about my upcoming events. I have a few upcoming events, but I suggest just go to, you know, the Facebook page and check that out, because we're short for time. But there's a lot coming up, and there's a lot that I'm very happy. From debuts to grudge matches to street fights, you name it, I'll be in it. So just stay tuned to your cinematic superstar, Johnny Knockout, and I'll see you on the other side.
Are we going to be seeing you in an MMA cage?
In an MMA cage?
Yeah.
If they paid me the right money, yes, I would.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm even willing to cut my hair for the right money and the right
role.
Oh,
man, that's pretty crazy.
I know. I'm like the Bible Samson with my hair. I will not cut it, but, yeah, for the right money.
If the money's right, why not, right?
What's that?
If the money's right, why not?
Exactly. If the money's right, you know how much chocolate I could buy with the right money?
And coffee.
You know how much Sanka I would not buy and save my money on?
Well, Johnny, that pretty much wraps it up for us. Tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m., yeah. UFC veteran Wagner Rocha, UFC fighter Hector Lombard, and James Head will be on the program. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 9:30 p.m. Johnny, thanks so very much. From Miami, Florida, from New York, from Chicago, L.A., Texas, wherever the heck you're from, Thailand.
Guatemala,
Nicaragua, Philippines. What are some of those weird countries that are in the Olympics?
I don't know. Where does Juan Valdez come from? Because he's the one making the coffee. Wherever he comes from,
Colombia.
Okay, that's it.
Well, that being said, I'm going to catch the rest of the Olympics, man, and see you next Tuesday, Johnny.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.